Hello everybody, Super Marcy here, bringing you a wonderful interview from Supernova 2013 in Adelaide. That's right, Adelaide. How very awesome is that? Yes, if you remember earlier in the year, Supernova hit Melbourne and I brought you a bunch of interviews and Supernova went to Adelaide, of course, where I am originally from, so of course I had to go there. Now, in this interview, I speak to one of the wonderful stars of The Hobbit, Dean O'Gorman. Unfortunately, during the interview, some of the audio got cut off. However, there isn't too much missing. We were basically having a bit of a tease about Dean playing a dwarf. So there isn't much that was missed, and you can give it a listen and enjoy. Super Marcy talking to Dean O'Gorman. I probably said your name wrong, but no, hey, what can you do? So I guess you're here because you're in The Hobbit.
I guess so.
Apparently. Well, that's the big one. So how did you get involved with being a dwarf?
I mean, look, it's not really. I guess I auditioned, and then a year later I heard that I was in consideration for a part of the dwarf. I originally auditioned for a Bilbo. But obviously I didn't get that.
Well, you went on doing Sherlock.
What?
You weren't doing Sherlock Martin Freeman.
But if you're in Sherlock, there's a good chance you'd be in the movie itself.
Apparently so. Yeah. And what was the experience like making something pretty epic?
It was an epic experience, actually. I mean, 3 years, all kinds of experiences. But, I mean, every day was an experience within itself. We had, I think, 250 shooting days, massive amounts of days. And
now, you probably don't remember, I was here yesterday and you signed a young Hercules picture.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah. Not many of them come up.
Now, that was fairly early on in your career?
You know what? Relatively for me, no. I mean, I was working at a main young age. It was sort of the longest job I'd done at the time, and definitely the first job that really sort of had an international audience. But, you know, I had been working in New Zealand as an actor for
quite a few years. How did that actually come up for that role for you?
Again, I did a Xena episode.
Yeah.
And I think that sort of got me noticed a bit, and then, we did a pilot for the show, and then a year or so later it got picked up and we did the series.
Was that, like, surprising? Did you have any expectations when something like that comes up?
You can't help but wonder, but I mean, for me, I think it's until you have the job, you've signed the contract, and you're shooting it, you never know. So I just try not to project too much on what's going to happen. Mm. I mean, I'm glad I did. I had a great time.
Do you have advice for those who are like early on trying to get their kickstart? I mean, it's probably a lot different now.
Just persevere. I mean, really, it's the great and awful thing about acting is that it's when you're starting out, it's such a random, it feels very random. You know, just persevere, really.
And you've done The Mighty Johnsons.
Yep.
You just went for it, got into it. Is that how it came up?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, no, that came out slightly differently because the guy that created it, I knew him. And so we did a workshop on sort of with the idea, and sort of workshopped the idea and created a sort of a rough sort of first episode, which we took to the network.
Because it's quite different than a lot of things you find, at least on TV,
I love it. I love the idea. That sort of came about through previous work and knowing James, really. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if I were to say what highlight, I mean, besides, I guess, those things, what things have you really enjoyed or had really good memories of?
So many jobs I've done, I've been really lucky with the experience. I mean, I haven't loved all the jobs in terms of their outcome, but I've been lucky most of the time I worked with really, really lovely people. And it depends. Like, The Hobbit was an incredible job, really. I've done a job that shot in Fiji, which is amazing because we were shooting in Fiji. This thing with acting, it's very varied. The experiences are very different. You never quite know where you're going to end up. and who you're going to be doing it with. Yeah.
Yeah. The first part of this actually didn't record, so I need to re-ask you about the Hobbit because how stupid was that?
What was the question?
Well, I did ask you if you'd ever imagined that you'd be playing a dwarf.
Oh, yeah. probably not specifically a dwarf, no. I did as a kid, I did want to be in, you know, an epic film, because as a kid, that's you know...
But they're secretly the coolest ones, right?
Yeah, maybe. Not in the dwarf world. In the dwarf world, me and Killy are probably just like little babies. But yeah.
But everyone wants to be a dwarf. If you're short like me, you feel like one on occasion.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny, though, because we're not, you know, we're talking about the Tolkien dwarven culture.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, there's a distinction to be made. I mean, I was really looking forward to meeting Daniel from Game of Thrones. Daniel? Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
I think he's a fantastic actor. But yeah.
I wanted just to compare myself with height upon him because I feel so short.
Right. Yeah.
I will let you get to your fans.
All right, cool.
This wasn't very long, but that's all okay.
You got gold.
Yes.